The title of my message tonight is Detach Your Tail and Run. Detach Your Tail and Run. Please turn to Genesis 39:11-12. Genesis 39:11-12. Genesis 39:11-12 says, "And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the man of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garments in her hands and fled and got him out." Lizards detach their tails and run away when in danger. While in Florida, I caught several lizards, and I caught 16 of those, and only one of the 16 detached their tails. And I named one of the lizards after Miss Jackie, but apparently naming a lizard after someone is less than flattering. All right. Christians should do the same when in spiritual danger. Sin is a danger to our Christian lives. In Genesis 39:11-12, Joseph ran away from the very appearance of evil. We should also run away from the appearance of evil. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:22. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." That means it should not even look like we are going to do something bad. And if we as Christians look like we are doing something bad, it could ruin our testimony, even if we have good intent. If pastor went out passing tracts out in a bar, people wouldn't think he was passing out tracts. People would think he's wetting his whistle. And if pastor just passed out tracts where in a neighborhood, it would give him a good testimony. We should run away from the evil of doing nothing for Christ. Please turn to James 4:17. James 4:17. "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doth it not, to him it is sin." What that verse is basically saying is, if you know that Saturday we're passing out door hangers and you're not there, or if you're not able to be there, you're not praying for it, it'd be sin. It isn't really thought of as like a blatant sin. It's like smoking, drinking, robbing a bank, or like killing someone, but God still sees it as a sin. And God sees all sins as equally terrible. Please turn to Psalms 34:14. Psalms 34:14. Psalms 34:14. Psalms 34:14 says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." That means we should depart from evil, which we have spoken about already. We also need to be sure to do good as well. Finally, we need to run away from the thought of evil. We need to run away from the thought of evil. Please turn to Proverbs 24:9. Proverbs 24:9. Proverbs 24:9. Just the next verse over from Psalms. "The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men." It says the thought of foolishness is sin. A foolish thought could be an empty thought, a proud thought, and angry thoughts. If we had people in the church thinking they were more spiritual and they were feeling proud and more spiritual than other groups in the church, it would be devastating for the church. Instead, please turn to Philippians 4:8. Please turn to Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." If we filter our thoughts through these things, I think we'll be thinking quite Christ-like. So let's remember to flee from the appearance of sin. We should run from the sin of doing nothing when we can't be doing something. We need to run from the thought of evil. Thank you.